Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It certainly is. And this morning we've got Deb Paulson in the studio. Kia ora, Deb. How are you?
Good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you up here. We've got you up here. You are the head of the new design program, which is starting at the University of Auckland as of next year, basically. This is the first time, I think, that Auckland's had a proper sort of design school set up. Is that right?
Yes, I think they had some offerings in the 70s, like jewellery design, and but no, not since then.
Not since then has there been a proper design school. Now, you've come over from Australia,
yes.
As people may be able to tell from your accent.
Oh, really? I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I heard. I didn't hear it too strong.
Yeah. So you've been here since January. What have you been up to since you've arrived?
Well, since I've arrived, I've started at the University of Auckland and met lots of new people. I've got new face fatigue, I think.
Yes.
But also been looking at, you know, what is this, a marvellous opportunity of starting a design program from scratch? Mm. I mean, it's not something that comes along every day.
No,
so it's a wonderful opportunity, but it's also a great responsibility because, you know, design's at this marvellous place on the world at the moment where it's gone through a huge renovation in the last 5 years. So we can start something from where design is now rather than, you know, build upon an existing or kind of in some ways antiquated university program. So we're able to actually look at where it's at right now and build from there. So it's extremely exciting.
Yeah. So where is it at right now? So what can students or prospective students sort of expect to be doing if they come into the program?
Well, it's kind of, you know, a lot of the people when I've gone out to schools and talked to parents have asked the same question, is it graphic design or is it product design? And my answer has just been, no, it's just design. But, you know, it's kind of challenged me to actually define that in a much more consistent way, because a lot of people think of courses in terms of what job role or title it is at the end. And, of course, the world is kind of not doing that anymore. They're making up titles as they go along according to whatever is required and needed. So for me, it's kind of like, well, how do we build a program that gives people the skills and knowledge that they require to deliver content and activities and skills and theories, but also keep them curious and capable and flexible and collaborative and also be prepared to take on a design role they weren't expecting.
Yeah.
So it's kind of been really interesting to think about, well, what is it at the core of design practice then? And, you know, spoken to a lot of industry as well as government and students and what their desires are. And I think the way to do it is to sort of build a kind of an infrastructure and a whole bunch of offerings, and then a real definitive way for people to design their own kind of profile and folio through that. And so it's been really interesting. So we've done this thing where we're helping students understand a profile from the get-go, and then they work towards that profile through all the offerings, but also, of course, can change their minds along the way, because that's what their careers will be. They'll go into one job and then change their minds.
Yeah, absolutely.
But these days, the kind of roles that have come out of design have been really interesting. So roles that you didn't see like 5 years ago, like experience design, service design, creative technologist, design strategist, and now they're sort of making stuff up, digital design service strategist. Like, you'll find all these kind
it's like a name generator or something.
It really is, or, you know, UX engineer.
Yeah.
But experience design has really stuck. Interface design has really stuck. And these are roles that are not production roles. So, like, traditionally, yes, graphic design, product design, they're when you're given a brief and you produce the work that's required. Mm-hmm. But now a designer is brought in right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They do all the analysis, they do the systems thinking, they look at human factors, and then they come up with the brief.
Mm.
So quite often they're using designers to actually even identify opportunities in really large corporations, let alone just do a graphic design poster. So it's what skills do you need to be able to do that? So there's skills in analysis.
Yeah.
So I see this sort of pre-production where there's this analysis and commitment to ideas and validating ideas, and also how to understand people, places and things and how they interact.
Yeah, so much of design is actually the kind of interpersonal thing
as well.
That's
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's kind of understanding why things work. And so that way you need to know something about the past, why things have worked and why they haven't worked.
Yeah.
you know, you learn a lot from extreme failures as well. and then you have a look at, well, you speculate on the future, and then we design somewhere in between. So I love this area of kind of rubber banding from the past to the future and then coming, settling back down in the middle. And for me, the idea of not knowing really what the design role will be after your degree excites a designer. It doesn't panic them.
No, well, it's the same with any creative industry, I guess. Like, you kind of have that thing of there's not necessarily a clear career path, but that's not very, that's very rarely why anyone would take that degree.
That's
because
right.
It's about the networks, it's about the communities, it's about the things you kind of create out of those roles as well.
That's right.
How is the design school going to work with the rest of the creative arts programs? Is it going to be sort of a bit of interaction between those different faculties as well?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, as you know, we sit in CHI, so there's architecture, dance, music, and Elam, the wonderful School of Art. And so we kind of sit in that platform there. But the difference with design is we offer 11 conjoints as well. So we work with science. You can do a conjoint with science, engineering, law, health, all kinds of different ones. And so what this is about is about stretching out to other areas, which is what designers do really, really well. And hopefully that has an impact also on how the other art disciplines in CHI operate as well.
That's interesting to see. Yeah, totally. For people who aren't familiar, a conjoint is like the University of Auckland's double degree, basically.
That's right. Or
a similar sort of structure as well. So it's quite it's quite cool to see that you'll be able to spread that into different mediums as well, because design is a funny one in the sense that it's very much its own thing, but also it interacts totally with different different fields across the board as well. So you could be very specific in the way that you want to sort of focus your design as well. But health design, it'd be fascinating.
So much demand in the health area at the moment. Like, you know, I mean, and a designer can help in things like health in like kind of broad systems. Like, I mean, you know, you go into a hospital and there's a whole system of patient information and you can have a look at that. Or you can concentrate on what I call more micro solutions. So, you know, how do you make a kid who's in hospital frequently feel less isolated through the use of VR? You know, so you can kind of look at the macro and or look at the micro, and there's so many ways to engage with the health sector.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Such an interesting field. So next year the school will be opening at the University of Auckland. Can people find out more information on the University of Auckland website?
They certainly can. You can go through and search for design on the university website. And there's a bit of information there on conjoints and how to enrol. And, you know, we're being very kind of open as well in terms of how people get into the program, because we have conjoints, people of all kinds of
backgrounds
and capabilities, that there's no portfolio, there's no interview. It's kind of about trying to get a really nice mix of people in there.
Fantastic. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Deb Paulson, head of the new design program at the University of Auckland, starting next year.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thanks.